Rejoice and leap for joy. Your reward will be great in heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Almost overnight, it feels very different to be a Catholic. To be honest, in the past few weeks, I have experienced the full range of feelings as a Catholic, from anger to sadness to bewilderment to betrayal. And now, mostly, I just feel numb. Maybe you felt a lot of emotions as you watched the news yesterday about our bishop's decision to release the names of priests who have been credibly accused of child abuse. You know, even though the actual publication of that news occurred on Monday, it did not become widespread and commonplace until yesterday. Ironically, on the infamous date of September 11th, John Allen Jr., a well-respected reporter on Catholic News, made that connection between our country and our church on that date. He wrote, "If church leaders were to stay in this pensive mood for a bit and play out the comparison to 9/11, it might be worth considering whether in either case the institutions targeted, meaning the United States and the Catholic Church, have truly learned their lessons." In other words, just as many Americans felt numb after 9/11, so many Catholics may feel bereft of our emotions after our own 9/11, however imprecise that comparison may be. Up until I watched last night's newscast, you know, I always felt proud and pleased to be a priest. But afterwards, I have to admit, I felt a little ashamed and awkward. I can't help but wonder what people think when they see me in public wearing my Roman collar. I could safely assume in the past that most people held Catholic priests in high esteem. But now I suspect they hold us in low esteem or no esteem. But one good thing has come from this flood of feelings. And that is that I remembered that true faith does not rest on our feelings, but on a fact. God's love for us manifest in Jesus, who suffered died, and rose again for us. When all our feelings fly away, when we feel nothing and are numb, we can discover our faith again. Faith in the person of Jesus. Jesus knew we might rely too much on our feelings instead of real and raw faith. And so he predicted times like today when we would not feel good about being his followers. Our Lord taught, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and be glad on that day." Obviously, Jesus is not referring to the clergy guilty of child abuse. But those bad apples have spoiled the whole bunch. And all Catholics are seen by some as guilty by association. At least Catholic priests are. But Jesus' bigger point is that we will not always feel good about being his disciple. But in precisely those moments, we will be blessed because we will have found real faith in him and no longer follow him because of a feeling. How are you feeling about your faith in these troubled times? Are you glad? Are you sad? Are you mad? Or maybe you are like me and you feel numb and emotionally exhausted, and wish we could finish this chapter and turn the page in church history and move on. But maybe we should stop and reflect in the middle of this crisis and focus on our feelings or lack of feelings and realize that faith was never a feeling at all. Rather, faith is an act, a choice, a response of love to someone who has loved us first, Jesus. You know, every romantic relationship reaches a pivotal point when the feelings fail, and then the couple must make a choice to move forward without the feelings that sustained them thus far. I would suggest to you that that's when the real relationship is born. When true love enters the picture, there are no feelings to fool it. It is only when our feelings fail us that we find our faith. Let me conclude with a line from Scott Hahn's book called The Creed, where he indicates the inestimable value of faith for a Christian. Hahn wrote, "To confess the faith of Christians was a matter of enormous consequence. To confess faith in Jesus was to accept the stigma he bore and to agree to share his inglorious death in hope of a share in his glorious resurrection." In other words, sometimes we have to forget our feelings in order to find our faith. And it is our faith that will save us. Praised be Jesus Christ.